أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم ومن قتله منكم متعمدا فجزاء مثل ما قتل من النعم يحكم به ذوى عدل منكم هديا بالغ الكعبة أو كفارة طعام مساكين أو عدل ذلك صياما ليذوق وبال أمره عفى الله عما سلف ومن عاد فينتقم الله منه والله عزيز ذو انتقام صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 95 of Surah Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Sahaba, the Ummat, that Allah ta'ala will definitely test this Ummat with regards to game, hunting of game in the state of Ihram, and more particularly in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the 6th year of the Hijrah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was not allowed to enter Makkah by the Kuffar of Makkah at Hudaybiyah. These animals walked around the Sahaba. They could have procured them with their hands, but they had abstained because of the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. In ayat number 95, the ayah we discussed today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the jaza, the compensation, the expiation of a person that hunts an animal, either whilst he is in ihram or in the haram of Makkah. Both are haram. A person in a state of ihram, he may have not entered the haram itself, but he is outside the precincts of the haram and he hunts an animal, or in the haram a person hunts an animal, whether he is in ihram or whether he is not in ihram, both are not permissible. The second aspect of it is to hunt the animal, in other words, to shoot the animal or to slaughter the animal, or to point out to somebody else that here is an animal, or to assist somebody else in the act of hunting, or to command somebody else to hunt, all of that is not permissible. So the gist of the ayah, the gist of the verse is this, that if a person does do this, he hunts an animal in ihram or in the haram, then he has to give a dam, he has to give a jaza, a compensation and expiation. What is that compensation and expiation? In lieu of the animal that he had hunted, he would have to ascertain the price of that animal. And the Quran here, the ayat is very specific, that two people in the vicinity who have knowledge of hunting animals, their prices, the price of the game, they will ascertain the price of the animal. Now the person has various options. One option will be, in lieu of that price, equivalent to that price, the person will purchase an animal that is normally slaughtered for qurbani, for udhiyah. Like we have sheep, lambs, or we have goats, or we have cows, or camels. Whatever that may be, whatever is appropriate, whatever will be permissible to slaughter for udhiyah, will be then the compensation of this animal that he had slaughtered. At that same price of the game that was adjudicated by these two people that were just. So say for example, just a very easy, simple example, I know game is not so cheap, but if the game was then priced at 3,000 rand, now he has to find an animal that is normally slaughtered for qurbani to the value of 3,000 rand, then that animal has to be slaughtered in the precincts of the haram. In other words, in the haram of Makkah, whether it is Mina, whether it is in the other surroundings, but it has to be in the haram of Makkah that that animal would be slaughtered, and the meat the person will not eat, but he will give it out to the fuqara of the haram. That is the first option he has. The second option he has, to the value of whatever that compensation was, the 3,000 rand, he can then give out to the fuqara, whether it is in the haram or not in the haram. He will give out each to one fakir the equivalence of one sadaqatul fitr. So if the equivalence of one sadaqatul fitr, the wheat cost for example 30 rand, then he will have to give 100 people that sadaqatul fitr, and it will be divided amongst or between the 100 people. The last option that he will have is he will fast to the value of the Sadaqatul Fitr divided by the number of poor people. So in the example 100, he will have to keep 100 fast. And again, this 100 fast will not be in the haram. It can be anywhere in the haram or out of the haram. So that is the gist of this ayat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about. But let us not remember what we discussed yesterday. Why all of this? We are in pursuit of Allah Ta'ala. And when we are in pursuit of Allah Ta'ala, we will not be trying to satisfy our nafs in a way that Allah Ta'ala is not pleased, and we will not chase around game, but we will look for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and search for Allah Ta'ala. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, la taqtulu sayd, do not kill the hunting animals, the prey, wa antum hurum, whilst you in a state of ihram, wa man qatalahu minkum, whoever kills it from amongst you, muta'ammidan, willfully, intentionally, fajaza'un, his jaza, his compensation will be, mithlu ma qatala minan na'am, the equivalence of what he killed from the cattle or the animals that are suitable for qurbani. Yahkumu bihi dhawa adlin minkum, two people who are adl, who are just, will adjudicate the price of the animal. Hadiyan, it will be sent as a hadi, as a sacrificial animal. Baligh al-Kaaba, that will reach the Kaaba. In other words, it has to be done in the precincts of the haram. Aw kaffaratun, or he will give the compensation. Ta'amu masakin, food to the masakin, that is one sadaqatul fitr to each of the miskeen. Aw adlu dhalika siyaman, or in equivalent to that in number will be fast that he will keep. Liyadhuqa wabala amri, so that he will taste the wabal, he will taste the punishment, the ill, the evil of his action, and he will realize the pain, how he broke the command of Allah Ta'ala. Afallahu amma salaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven what has passed. Allah Ta'ala had pardoned before this ayat was revealed, before Nabi alayhi salam explained to the sahaba. Whatever happened before that, all of that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven, if anybody hunted game, etc. Waman aada, but whoever returns, in other words, you've done it once, now you do it again, فَيَنْتَقِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ, then Allah Ta'ala will seek and Allah Ta'ala will take vengeance from him. In other words, again, you are coming to my house and you are now pursuing something that I've made haram. That is a very major sin. Wallahu azizun dhuntiqam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aziz. Allah ta'ala is mighty. Dhuntiqam, one that will retaliate, one that will take vengeance. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.